episode 860, Can You See the Rainbow in a Dark World?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and you have more than survived your week. You have overcome. You are actually alive, and you're going to make it through the weekend, and you're going to be rejuvenated, and you're going to say, yes, I'm going to spring forth into summer. I cannot wait, because we're going to talk about, can you see the rainbow in a dark world? It is Confession Day, and we're going to bring it on, and I'm very excited about it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Nothing pains a heart more than hurt. When you're asked, can you see the rainbow in a dark world? How would your heart respond? I was presented with this question from my child. Oh yeah, I told you it was full confession day, didn't I? Oh boy, did we get deep and heavy. But I love it because my children challenge me. And so I pass on the challenges. That's how we grow. And so when I was presented with this question from my child, as she pondered the fairness or lack thereof in a world challenging her goals, dreams, and friendships. You know, we all go through life. We can feel trapped and held captive within ourselves. And when the walls begin to close in around you, darkness lingers. The hurt, the frustration, and overwhelm becomes a heartbeat of the day. The only light that flickers is the brief reveal of sarcasm, the hope which keeps you snickering just a little bit. Life isn't fair. Do you ever have these feelings like, I just can't get out of where I'm at? I've been trying. I'm climbing up a mountain that has no way for me to grip onto anything. There's no edges for me to grab. There's nothing. I just keep sliding down further and further. It might as well be a mudslide because I'm not getting anywhere. Life isn't fair. In fact, it can really be rough and tough. It's rough for our children. Times have changed. Family dynamics are different and present unique situations where we don't have the expertise. We think we do. But most of us, we're a hot mess. We're trying to get through life. We're trying to figure it all out. And sometimes by the time we figure it out, how many mistakes have we made along the way? But what breaks me more is that the dark world isn't just for kids. It affects us as women and men, parents, caregivers, leaders, and entrepreneurs. I could go on and on and on. It affects all of us because we don't do life perfect. Until we're called home to heaven, we're not going to see this side of perfection, not here on earth. So can you see the rainbow in a dark world? This is kind of heavy, isn't it? You're probably thinking, come on, Christiane, Confession Day? Can you make it a little bit brighter? I mean, it's the end of the week. I should feel like, you know, you're revving me up for the weekend. I am revving you up. I'm revving your heart up. I want you to dig deeper into who you are, who God created within you, because that rainbow might be hope for you. It could be a path to a reconciled marriage. It could be the start to a brighter future. Or do you prefer to stay hunkered down in agony and defeat, refusing to look for higher ground? Your life is precious. Think about that, because we don't. I mean, when have you stopped long enough today to say, you know what? I am special. My husband's special. My wife's special. My daughter's special. My sons are special. And on and on. My job, I may not like all of it, but it's special. God made me unique. This is awesome. We don't stop. We allow the bickering, the moaning, and the drama to take over. We allow the darkness to become actually the priority in our life. That's where we shine our light, is in the darkness. But we can't do it without hope. So if your life is so precious, which you know it is, you know that answer. Regardless of your situation, you can overcome. You can see the rainbow in a dark world. And this is how you do it. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Overcome with positive reinforcement. Now, I had this discussion with my daughter, and it was quite intense. She came to me one afternoon, and she said, "Mom, I've got an episode for you." And I said, "You do?" And she wrote the title for me, "Can You See the Rainbow in a Dark World?" And she found this picture, and when she took it, and I will post it for you so you can see it, and in it, it is so dark, and there is just a very, very faint, faint rainbow. In fact, I had to look at it, I kid you not, probably about 12 different ways to actually see, oh, wait, I see a little bit, a shimmer of like a pinkish red with a little bit of orange and maybe a tad bit of golden yellow. And I was like, oh, I see it right there. But it was so faint. And so I began to pray about this. And I said, gosh, Lord, you know, she's coming to me. And we continued some conversations later on. But then it went deeper because I'm like, okay, if this is my daughter who's coming to me with this, what do we as adults think? I mean, because we just grow up, but do we really grow up? Do we leave high school and go into college and all of a sudden, poof, we've got all the answers, we know what we're doing, and we're better than what we were before in high school? Oh no, we trip up all the time. Well, at least I do. If you're being real and honest, it is confession day. We say things to our spouse that we regret. We talk back even gruffly to our children. We beat our own loved ones up, not necessarily physically, I'm not saying that, but emotionally even. The words, the tone of your voice, the shortness. But you can overcome. So I asked her, I said, "So sweetie, how would you do this?" And she said, "Well, Mom, I would overcome with positive reinforcement." And I said, "That's the best KISS ever. I love it." And so I wanted to develop it a little bit further for you than just positive reinforcement. I wanted to break it down into three steps because when you do life all by yourself, that's the quickest way to lose yourself. You're gone. So what does it look like to overcome with positive reinforcement but not doing everything by yourself? Well, number one, your thoughts must reflect hope. Hope for something better. Hope for something bigger. You're reaching beyond what you can see. That's where the hope is. Number two, hope must be written. So I asked her, I said, you're talking about positive reinforcement, right? She said, "Yeah, Mom, I am." And I said, "Great, so give me an example." She goes, "Come with me." So I walked into her room and I go in her room, so I already knew it was there, but shh, don't tell her that. I wanted her to express herself. This was her time. This was a bonding time. This was a way for her to go deeper within who she is as a woman. I mean, yeah, she's still a child to me, but she's blossoming into a young lady. And I wanted her to see. I wanted her to learn more because in this, oh, I could tell her these things. But when she would actually tell me, it was becoming a part of her. And so she said, "Come here, Mom, let me show you." So she takes me into her bedroom and she says, "Look at my mirror." She goes, "My good girlfriend and I, we do this to each other's mirror. We write little notes on it. And they're little inspirational quotes that they come up with." And so one I wanted to read to you. "Create a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside." That's something that we all can take to heart. Create a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside, because we are really good at putting on our mask every day. I don't care if you're putting on your Lee Press-On face. You put your hair up real quick because you overslept. You're throwing your kids in the car, trying to get them off to school. You're trying to get your hubby out the door. Things are crazy. Man, the busyness schedule has kicked in. You're in full mom mode, mom on a mission. And don't get in my way. Don't talk back to me. There better not be a long line when I go to the grocery store because I am on fire. And if you're in my way, I'm mowing you down. But on the outside, we look all put together. But on the inside, we're so broken. We're hurting. How are you creating your life? Number two, hope must be written. Take a dry erase marker and write on your mirror. My husband and I do it all the time. I love it. He writes. Now, he doesn't write to himself. I do. But that's me because that's who I am. But I write little love notes to him, and it's so fun. He'll go in there, and he'll be like, oh. And then the next thing you know, he's at work. And then in the middle of the day, he'll send me a text. Thanks so much for your love note. It meant the world to me. Hope must be written. And number three, what is written drives action. So, you know, we just talked about create a life that feels good on the inside, not just what looks good on the outside. Are you spending all your time trying to look good, going to the beauty salon, getting your nails done, getting the pedicure, making sure you're getting those injections because all of a sudden these wrinkles are coming? I'm not here throwing darts at you saying you shouldn't do that, but what I am saying is you need a heart check. We go to the doctor, right, and have our heart checked out. How are you creating your life? What is written drives action. What are you writing down? What does the next chapter of your life look like based on how you're living right now? Can you see the rainbow in a dark world? I believe you can. I believe that with your faith, your walk with Christ, your journey, and when you do implement positive reinforcement, think about it. Thoughts must reflect hope. Hope must be written. What is written drives action. What are you ready to take aim on today for you? Because when you take care of you, what happens? It's like this beautiful field of flowers begin to blossom. Because you're taking care of the most important person, you. And that means you have so much more to give. And you also are then willing to receive. You can give more love when you feel good about who you are and what you're doing. But when you don't take time to take care of you, to see that rainbow, what happens? Oh yeah, you're going to live in the dungeon. That dark world's going to be there, and it's going to be a comfort zone. Don't put your comfy couch in with the dark world. Bring it up to the light. Let God walk beside you. If you want some help, click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. You have a free complimentary coaching call. It's complimentary. It's my gift to you. If you don't even know where to start or you're confused, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to deal with our topic right now. I am here for you. Click on the link. That will begin our conversation. We'll get your call scheduled. Also, be sure that you look in your spam or junk folder because when I respond every once in a while, kind of crazy, it ends up in those spam or junk folders. So I always want to remind you of that. You can see the rainbow in a dark world. But your thoughts must reflect hope. Your hope must be written. And what is written drives action. It's time for you to take aim because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. Have an incredible weekend. And I cannot wait to see you later. Blessing, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.